Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Well, tonight, I know that, you know, you didn't come out in the cold and the snow for nothing. You came out for Him and to know more about Him. And I believe that the Lord can really share something very special with you tonight. And what's been on my heart, you're going to find it in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, if you have your Bible. But I'm going to be talking about the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And I'm just going to take a few minutes because it's so deep and there's so much to it. But if you can understand the difference between these two trees and how they function, I believe that it might be one of the greatest things to bring understanding to your life and your walk with God. Because either we're going to walk and move from the tree of life, or we're going to move and walk from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And right now, if you are a man or a woman of God and you have faith, you know that society is standing strongly in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and standing against the church, standing against believers. This is a real powerful thing that's happening. We had Dave Raymer share that many Christians are holding on to the fence. And then there are many people that are just in the world, but they're still holding on to the fence too because they're just hoping that they'll get to heaven. And he said he had a vision where God was just blew up the fence, where that you couldn't hold on to the fence anymore, that the line was drawn, there was no gray area, it was black and white. Either you were or you weren't following Christ and you were with Him. And so even tonight, what I want to do is try to challenge you and believe that the Holy Spirit can strike something within you tonight that will cause you to go deeper in love with Christ. That you would wage war against any spiritual boredom in your life or any routine, because God wants to do more. And He wants to change. You know, we can go through emotional change sometimes because our emotion, we get all hyped up and we make this commitment or we come to the altar. But it's not really a choice that's deep from within. In the tree of life, you are grafted into truth. You're grafted into Jesus because Jesus is the tree of life. I'm not going to be able to go into any type of deep study on this, but I'm just believing that just a few things that I will say and show you in the scripture might just trigger something within you, that you will get in sync with God's mission for your life. That you will know that you know that you're in sync with God's mission for you. Because God wants us to run hard. And sometimes even the older we get, we think that, you know, maybe those days are gone. They are not gone. God wants to run hard, wants you to run hard after Him. He wants you to be in sync with His purpose, with His mission for your life, and for what He has for you. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you turn to, again, Genesis 1, we'll just start Genesis 3, chapter verse 1. I'm so at rest right now and high in the Lord, I can barely talk, so hang with me. It's okay. That's the way we are supposed to be all the time. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden." It's significant that it's in the middle, because that tree of the knowledge of good and evil has everything to do with self-centeredness. It's in the center. It's in the center of America. America is always saying, be your own self-made man, self-made woman. That's what brings praise in a secular society. But Jesus, the Father, is saying, Know Jesus. Be humble. That's what you'll get admonished for in heaven, when you're humble and you know Christ. So in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die. And the serpent said to the woman, you surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to her eyes, her eye gate, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from it the fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. And then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Up to that point, they didn't even know that they were. They were functioning in the presence of God and in the truth of God and the love of God. They didn't have any idea. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. I want you to look at that. When we function of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we begin to move away from the presence of God. Think about it. I've done it. We begin to move toward other things and sometimes just knowledge, you know? But we move away from the presence, and they moved away when their eyes were opened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They moved away. Let's go over to verse 22. Now here's the tree of life. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might stretch out his hand. Listen to this. He might stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. That was the hope of Jesus in that scripture right there. Jesus, the tree of life. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken. So he drove the man out. Look at this verse. It's so powerful. So he drove the man out at the east of the Garden of Eden. He stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life. Now I want you to go to Revelation. Go to the back of your Bible. Revelations 22. I'll get on with this in a second. I want to just show you a couple things. So we find the tree of life in the beginning of the Bible. It's throughout the Bible, but then we find it in the end. Revelations 22, 1 through 5. Then he showed me a river of water, of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The tree of life. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will no longer be any night. And they will not have need of the light of the lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever and ever, those who are of the tree of life. That's pretty powerful. John 10:10 says what? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give you what? This abundant life from the tree of life. If we can begin to understand again the difference between these two trees, it might bring the most understanding to us about our journey. In heaven, again, they admonish us when we find life in Christ, in the tree of life. We have to choose. And that's what I want to talk about. We have to choose between the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You say, well, I've done that. Well, this is what I want to bring to your attention. I know when I have made a decision that is from the Lord, and the Lord has led me in that decision. And I also know when I have thought about doing something that's really good and can be good for God, and I go ahead with it, and it resonates from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and not the tree of life. How many of you have went and been in that situation, if you're honest? And so God is saying to his people in this day and in this hour to make sure that everything that we do is flowing from a place of love with Jesus. How much have we been inundated with all the education that teaches us about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? And how much have we been inundated with the tree of life? We were singing about how much we love him. And God wants us to be found loving him. God is drawing the line for all of us. The time in which we're in, and the time that's coming, and the time that has been, we cannot make it if we live in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and not in the tree of life with Jesus. This is a decision that we need to make individually before we even think about corporately. You need to ask yourself, am I doing what God's really called me to do? And am I in sync with the mission that he has for my personal life? Or have I forsaken that? I believe God wants to draw you back to it, into that place of loving him, into that place of walking in the fullness of your passion. You know, sometimes I have been able to point a finger at someone to make an excuse to take the finger off of me. Have you ever done that? That's of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because if I was grafted in where I needed to be before the Lord, in intimacy and knowing him, I would be able to walk through anything in the place of his love, and how his love would establish me to deal with anything in my life. How much do you believe the pain that we go through, even in the church of Jesus Christ, is from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? I believe this. I might be wrong, but I believe the pathway of life that we're in, there's ditches on both sides. And on one side, I know at the end of the age is going to be lawlessness. There's no doubt. Lawlessness is going to grow. But on the other side of that pathway, that other ditch, I really believe that it's probably going to be a ditch filled with pride, legalism, and religion. Because somewhere something happens where there's a one world religion. If I don't stay on the path of life, the tree of life, if I don't get every bit of my validation through knowing Jesus, I have an opportunity to slide off in either ditch. And here we are in 2014. Why do you think it is that a lot of times men and women will puff themselves up in the knowledge that they know of the book, of the word? It's not that we know the book, but we know the Lord of the book, and we're close to him, and that we don't forsake what he's called us to. It doesn't matter what age you are, young, old. I want to challenge you tonight to walk in the fullness of what he has for you. To not let this be, again, an emotional response, but let it be something that you bring resolve within you. We're not going to make it without the love of God. God knew what he was doing when he put that tree in the garden. Why? Why did he put it there? Come on, God. He put it there because the type of love that he knew that we could enter into, and the type of love he wanted to have with us, was based on a relationship. And he wanted us to be able to choose to obey him. He wanted us to be able to choose to worship him. Because we can disobey God and not worship him when given an opportunity. We can disobey God and not choose to love him. That's why that tree was there. I won't get too deep on this, but I believe that tree has a lot to do with the law. A set of rules, and you can't live up to them except by grace. But in your knowledge, and you try to, then it puffs you up. Jesus said to them, "You search the scriptures, but you never find me. I'm right there." So where have you functioned? Where have you lived in your heart and in your mind? This is a key I wrote down. The knowledge of good and evil kills us by distracting us from the one who is the source of all life, Jesus. It distracts us. Human reasoning gets in the way of everything. Instead of going to Jesus and going to the Lord. And so you can get so caught up in it that you begin to walk away from that place of intimacy because you're just really wanting to be emotionally charged and not making that choice that you need. You know, the tree of life, you can't even be in it if you're not a man or woman of prayer and worship. You can't even be in it. Prayer is communication to the King of Glory who loves you and worshiping Him. Even the good that we try to maintain. I put down that I try to maintain. Even the good that I try to maintain to resist evil can become a form of self-righteousness instead of the righteousness that's found in God through Jesus Christ, His Son, because I've humbled myself. Are you getting what I'm saying today? I think that's why God has challenged us in 2014. What are we going to do? Are we going to get in sync with God and run with Him? Are we going to wait for somebody to give us that word? Those are good. They're encouraging. But the word is, sit at my feet and know me. See, happiness happens because of circumstances usually. Your circumstances dictate if you're happy or not. But the joy, pure joy, only comes from sitting at the feet of Jesus and knowing Him. God wants you to be joyful. Tree of life is our mission, our destiny, our purpose, synced with the tree of life. Can we learn to rest in His love? Can we let Him equip us and restore us for the days ahead? And I got this from Denny Rogers. You have to be a steadfast lover of Jesus. Knowledge is not going to make it through the days ahead. You have to be a steadfast lover of Jesus. Knowledge is not going to make it through the days ahead. Why don't you go ahead and just stand? Only the Holy Spirit, if we allow Him, can sync us up. I don't want to waste one day, one night. I want us to walk in the tree of life and let God in. I want the Holy Spirit to hit me so hard that I don't live in spiritual boredom, that I'm a light wherever I go. I'm a mouthpiece. I want to be such a light in Jesus that I begin to reflect to those that have decided not to really be after Him. I want to be able to love Him in such a way that when the opinions of other people about where I should be or where I need to be don't bother me, because I know how much I'm loved. I want you to walk. What do we sing about? Freedom. What did Tommy sing about? By getting closer to the Lord. How many of you in this room really, really, with all of your heart, want to say, "Lord, I want to be closer to You tonight. I want to be closer to You. I want to know You. I want to be able to, that the words that I speak are Your words. That the hug that I give is coming from a compassionate heart from You. I want to love You so much that I can admit my faults and my weaknesses and confess them. And I can stay in a place of repentance." The whole thing of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil has everything to do with self, 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 self-centeredness. Lord, I want to love you so much that it's not about me anymore and what I get and what I do and how people treat me. It's about how you flow out through me to other people, Lord. This is the time. Are you going to run with him? Some of you may say, I believe I am. That's awesome. Can I say this to you? You know who he is. And you know there's more. There's more. He's got more for you. Don't settle for just today. You go hard after him tomorrow. You run with determination as an athlete, as an Olympic athlete. You train each and every day to know him in a greater way. You know him. Let your light shine forth wherever you go. Let God begin to work through you. Don't try to fix anything. You're not going to be able to fix it. Only God can fix it. Give it to him. Trust it in his hands. And don't take it back. Let the joy of the Lord have its way in your life. So we're just going to pray just for a few minutes. And I just want the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, just as what was shared by Londa, that today you just realize how much he loves you. Get out of your head and get into your heart. Get into your heart. Shine. Call somebody. Text somebody. Facebook somebody. Email somebody. Start tonight. One word of encouragement from your heart. Yesterday, through my day, it started heavy. I had a bunch of rest through the day, 2 or 3 hours in the house, rested, felt great. The Lord was moving. Then toward the end, I started getting heavy again. I could tell I was in a battle. I was in a battle. And the enemy was trying to really mess me up, even in this message about bringing it. And all of a sudden, as I woke up, I saw I had a message and I checked it. It was my brother, Craig Rideout, encouraging me for the journey that I've been on. One word of encouragement. And he chose to do that, and it ignited my heart to say, Jesus, I'm going hard after you no matter what. Because I know that was Jesus working through Craig Rideout, that saxophone player, who's a man of God on fire for Jesus, that has chosen to serve him. So why don't you do something tonight to encourage him? And make sure you do it not for any personal gain, but out of your heart. Amen.